Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Nabanita Adhikari with the World News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. H. Jaishankar meets his counterparts from European Union countries in Cyprus, discusses West Asia situation and issues of shared interest. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says ties between India and Australia continue to deepen through culture, education, trade and cricket. Fragile ceasefire between US and Iran under strain as both sides exchange fresh strikes near Strait of Hormuz. Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen advance to singles quarterfinals of Singapore Open Badminton. And in a major upset in French Open tennis, Juan Manuel Cerulondolo beats world number one Jannik Sinner in men's singles second round. External Affairs Minister Dr. H. Jaishankar today attended the working session of the informal meeting of EU Ministers of Foreign Affairs CIMNIC in Cyprus. External Affairs Ministry said the discussions focused on relevant policy issues of shared interest, in particular the geopolitical impact of developments in the West Asia and the wider region. On the sidelines of CIMNIC meeting, Dr. Jaishankar held structured bilateral meetings with Foreign Affairs Minister of Saudi Arabia, Prince Faisal bin Farhan bin Abdullah, Foreign Affairs of Ukraine, Andriy Sybiha, and Foreign Affairs, European Union and Cooperation of Spain, José Manuel Álvarez Bueno. The ministry said these meetings and his interactions with other European Union ministers provided as opportunity to exchange perspectives on West Asia, the Ukraine conflict, India-EU cooperation, bilateral relations and wider regional developments. Dr. Jaishankar also called on President of Cyprus Nikos Christodoulos in Nicosia. The discussions reviewed the strong momentum in India-Cyprus relations following the landmark state visit of President Christodoulos to India last week, during which the two countries elevated bilateral ties to a strategic partnership. They also discussed further strengthening cooperation in areas including trade, investment, connectivity, defence and security, technology, innovation and people-to-people ties. India and Singapore today explored new avenues to strengthen strategic ties during 16th India-Singapore Defence Policy Dialogue in Singapore. During the dialogue, Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh and Defence Secretary of Singapore Joseph Leong reviewed the progress of ongoing defence engagements. They held wide-ranging discussions on key areas of defence cooperation, military engagements, defence industry collaboration, capacity building and regional security issues. The Ministry of Defence said that the two countries also discussed enhancing cooperation in niche and emerging domains such as cyber security, artificial intelligence, maritime security, unmanned systems and advanced defence technologies. The discussions also underscored the importance of innovation-driven partnerships and deeper collaboration in emerging areas to address evolving regional and global security challenges. The ministry said that both countries reiterated their commitment to supporting an open, inclusive and rule-based regional security architecture while promoting practical and constructive defence cooperation in the Indo-Pacific region. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese today said the ties between India and Australia continue to deepen through culture, education, cricket and trade, and that he looks forward to hosting Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the near future. In his address at the Australian Parliament, Mr. Albanese highlighted India's economic growth and emphasised that the trade relationship between the two nations has been further enhanced by the Economic Cooperation and Trade Agreement, ECTA. He said India has the largest population in the world, but it will also grow to be the third largest economy in the world over this decade.
India has the largest population in the world, but it will also grow to be the third largest economy in the world over this decade. That is an extraordinary opportunity for us in our region. We are a Pacific nation. We are also an Indian Ocean nation as well. So I'll have the privilege of hosting Prime Minister Modi here soon. I look forward to repeating for the second time. Like last time, Prime Minister Modi's visit will be made extraordinary by so many of the million strong Indian Australian community, the largest growing migrant community in Australia.
Mr. Albanese lauded the Indian community's contribution to Australian society and how they have strengthened ties between the two nations. He expressed the Australian government's commitment to supporting Indians and their interests. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Janez Janša on being elected as the Prime Minister of Slovenia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to working closely with the Slovenian Prime Minister to further strengthen bilateral ties for the shared prosperity and mutual benefit of the people of both countries. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The fragile ceasefire between the United States and Iran has come under severe strain after both sides exchanged military strikes near the strategically important Strait of Hormuz. The latest escalation has dealt a setback to ongoing diplomatic efforts between Washington and Tehran to extend the existing truce. More from our West Asia correspondent.
The U.S.-Iran ceasefire, already under severe strain, has effectively collapsed into direct military confrontation near the Strait of Hormuz. American forces shot down four Iranian attack drones targeting commercial shipping and destroyed a launch site in Bandar Abbas that was seconds away from firing a fifth, as reported by the United States Central Command. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps responded by claiming strikes on a U.S. military base. Kuwait's air defenses have also been active, intercepting hostile missile and drone threats. Meanwhile, the crisis is rippling outward. In Lebanon, the Israeli military has issued its largest evacuation order since a separate ceasefire took hold in April, ordering all civilians south of the Sahrani River, roughly 40 kilometers from the Israeli border, to move northward immediately. Israel's military declared the Endes zone a combat area and warned it could act with extreme force against Hezbollah. Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News, Dubai.
Eid-ul-Azha, the festival of sacrifice, was celebrated with religious fervor and due reverence across the country today. The devotees offered Eid prayers in Eidgahs and mosques this morning. Later, they exchanged Eid greetings. In Delhi, main Eid prayer congregation were held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Mosque and Shahi Eidgah. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the occasion of Eid-ul-Adha. In a social media post, Mr. Modi hoped that the occasion will deepen the spirit of brotherhood and happiness in the society. He also prayed for everyone's success and good health. In badminton, top Indian shuttlers reserve quarterfinal berth in their respective categories in Singapore Open today. PV Sindhu in women's singles, Lakshya Sen in men's singles, Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy in men's double, and Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krusto in mixed doubles advanced to the quarterfinals. Sindhu defeated Japan's Riko Gunji in round of 16. She will take on South Korea's An Se-yong in quarterfinal tomorrow. Lakshya Sen entered the last eight after Thailand's world number 2, Kunlavut Vithisan, retired her just moments into their round of 16 clash. In tennis, world number 1, Jannik Sinner suffered a stunning defeat at the hands of world number 56, Juan Manuel Cerúndolo in the men's singles second round of the French Open. Sinner experienced physical issues in his second round match against Cerúndolo and fell to 6-3, 6-2, 5-7, 1-6, 1-6 defeat. Two Indian wrestlers advanced to the semifinals of the Asian Under-17 Wrestling Championships in Da Nang, Vietnam today. In the men's 45kg Greco-Roman category, Sachin Kalappa Shirole defeated Sami Ahmed Al-Obaid of Jordan 11-4, while in 110kg category, Rudra Kiran Nimhan beat Korea's Seokmoo Sim 8-0 in the quarterfinal matches. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar meets his counterparts from European Union countries in Cyprus, discusses West Asia situation and issues of shared interest. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says ties between India and Australia continue to deepen through culture, education, trade and cricket. Fragile ceasefire between US and Iran under strain as both sides exchange fresh strikes near Strait of Hormuz. Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen advance to singles quarterfinals of Singapore Open Badminton. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.